Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, clear sky with a full moon and 35 degrees. KNSS breaking news. Police are investigating a fatal shooting just west of downtown Wichita. Around 2:15 this morning, first responders were called to the Villa Del Mar Apartments in the 500 block of North Nims. They found a shooting victim, apparently near the keeper of the planes nearby, pronounced dead at the scene at 2:40. Police have been interviewing possible witnesses, and they reportedly have at least one person of interest in the case. Polls indicate a tight race between Joe Biden and President Trump in Florida.
Half of the state's registered voters have already cast their ballots, and Joe Biden's two stops came in counties that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, more of an effort to mobilize his reliable base versus flip counties that went for Trump in 2016. Biden's got a razor-thin advantage in the Real Clear Politics average, and early voting data shows it's going to be a nail-biter. In Broward County, home to the key voting block of around 310,000 mostly black voters, black voter turnout was at 45%, according to the Miami Herald, and 4 years ago, 57% of eligible black voters cast their ballots early or by mail.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. Both Trump and Joe Biden campaigned in Florida Thursday. The Wichita Board of Education will hold a special meeting this afternoon.
Board President Cheryl Logan requested the meeting to discuss the rapid increase of coronavirus cases in Sedgwick County. As of noon Thursday, Sedgwick County is reporting 182 new cases, bringing the county's total to 11,527. USD 259 could go to online learning for all students if Sedgwick County exceeds a 15% positivity rate. At last check, the county was close to 13%. The meeting will be held at 4:30 p.m. in the North High Lecture Hall. KNSS will cover the meeting and will provide updates both on air and online at knssradio.com. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
More information now on a fatal traffic accident in West Wichita Wednesday afternoon. Police say a 14-year-old girl was killed and her father critically injured in the three-vehicle crash in the 900 block of North Tyler Road. Police say a car driven by the girl's father was speeding when it hit a dip in the road, lost control, spun first into a pickup truck, then hit a second pickup. 14-year-old Ariana Lay of Wichita died at the scene, and her 38-year-old father suffered serious injuries. Police say one person in one of the trucks was treated for minor injuries. Wichita police say there have been nearly 200% increase in suicides compared to last year. Police say so far this year, there have been 70 suicides in Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says the latest numbers are alarming.
This is something that, you know, we care about our community. And so I think the most important thing and that we as a department, as a community can do is raise the awareness of suicide.
Officers say they think isolation because of the pandemic, job loss, and financial struggles are playing a role in the increase of suicides. If you or someone you know needs help, call the ComCare hotline. It is 316-660-7500. Suicide hotline 660-7500. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says some county leaders have indicated they may be changing their minds about not implementing mask mandates. Kelly says her administration is willing to work with them and make allowances in any statewide mask mandate.
Hear what they have to say. You know, is there a way that they can put a mask mandate in that works for them? You know, there are a number of mask mandates across the state right now that, you know, either counties modified mine somewhat or cities have imposed mask mandates.
Governor Kelly says if she implements a statewide mandate, she would grandfather in those counties that already have one for their community. The attorney for the family of a man shot and killed by Philadelphia police says they are not demanding the officers be charged.
Walter Wallace Jr.'s family says they called for help three times Monday that the 27-year-old had bipolar disorder. But when police arrived, video shows they opened fire after he came out of the house holding a knife. Family attorney Shaka Johnson says he reviewed body camera footage and heard an officer say, shoot him, after Wallace would not drop the knife. But Johnson says they are not asking for the officers to be charged because he says the officers did not have less than lethal force to use.
They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job.
A curfew implemented by the mayor after violent protests earlier this week was not in place for Thursday night. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Yes. Even 10 in the morning on KNSS, now 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The traffic conditions this morning looking good out there, especially compared to the last several days.
Right.
Things looking pretty good this morning here in the Wichita area. And also taking a quick look at those gasoline prices out there. I've seen some of the prices going up, that lower end staying down, but some of the prices there in the middle going up just a little bit. Averaging still around $1.91 a gallon this morning, but those prices vary across town quite a bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KNSS forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning we have a clear sky in Wichita with a chilly start to our day, but we are going to warm up nicely compared to where we were earlier this week. Sunny and 62 for the high this afternoon. Clear and breezy, not as cold tonight. Our low 42 and windy on Halloween with a high 61. A cold front moves through, low to mid 50s Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear sky, 34 degrees and a south wind at 6 miles per hour, 612. Steve at 10 in the morning and it rained. It rained part of yesterday. Started out rainy. Then the sun came out in south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, 54 degrees. Normal high, 65. Only stayed in 1917. The low in Wichita was 14 degrees. This is the coldest temperature ever recorded in the city for the month of October. Stephen 10 in the morning. Ted Woodward back with us this morning and this week. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh.
How you feeling this morning?
Good.
Good?
Yep.
All right.
Glad, like you were talking about, I was glad to see the sun out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, when I went out for a walk in my neighborhood at about 4,
yeah,
it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day.
Have you looked out the window this morning? We got a full moon.
And we're looked out to this morning.
It's not a full moon, but it's a round one, and we're supposed to have a full moon on Halloween.
Yeah.
That'll be visible by the entire country for the whole time, well, first time since 1944, so that's kind of cool. And we'll be doing kind of a Halloween theme this morning, Ted.
Very nice.
Later on, we're going to talk about the favorite Halloween scary movies. So I'll be thinking about some of yours if you want. And I know you've probably got a pretty good list. And we'll look at that coming up here in next hour. So we've got that going on. We've got Mitch Holtis coming up in the 8 o'clock hour talking about those Chiefs taking on the tough New York Jets this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
October 30th, on this date in 1974, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman in the 8th round of a 15-round bout in Zaire, known as the Rumble in the Jungle, to regain his world heavyweight title.
Back in the day when they would give huge fights a clever hook or a nickname.
Yeah.
And that's why we remember them all these years later.
Anything that Ali was involved in, they tried to find some hook like it. Rumble in
Don, of course, Don King was a big factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he used to have a punch he called Rope-a-Dope. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Rope-a-Dope. Anyway, that was when boxing was a lot of fun.
We cared about boxing.
Yeah. And, you know, before that, back in the 50s it was, and 60s, boxing was big. And the 40s.
It's
kind of lost its punch,
if
you will.
Yeah, they kind of messed it up and it's lost its luster.
The superintendent of Valley Center School says Valley Center High School will be closed today. Dr. Corey Gibson posted a message on the district's Facebook page saying there is a spike in the number of staff, students, and families directly impacted by COVID-19. Valley Center High School students will follow the remote learning day schedule today. A later post on the district's Facebook page mentions the cancellation of the football game against Bishop Carroll today.
Yeah, Valley has to forfeit its playoff game tonight.
Is that a playoff game? Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. The post says there have been at least 7 football team members and coaches who have tested positive for the virus. Other team members are being tested because they have symptoms, so Valley Center's having a problem.
Not good.
I'm going to share with you probably next hour, about an hour from now, a personal experience I've had already this morning.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
we're going to share that
with our
radio listeners coming up here in about an hour from right now. Millions of people were without power and at least 6 dead after Hurricane Zeta slammed into Louisiana, made a beeline across the south. The storm left shattered buildings, thousands of downed trees, fresh anguish over a record-setting hurricane season. From the bayous of the Gulf Coast to Atlanta and beyond, Southerners used to dealing with dangerous weather were left to pick up the pieces once again, just days ahead of an election in which early voting continued despite the storm. Well, people were still going to the polls.
Louisiana, they get hit every 2 or 3 weeks with another one.
The hurricane season officially goes through the end of November. I know that from past. I've done some research on it, but this has been a tough one. Just one after another. Boom, 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 boom. Just like they have it lined up and took off for us. By the way, Oklahoma had a hell of a time with that ice storm this week. A lot of power outages down in Oklahoma, Ted. Several hundred thousand, it looks like. We'll talk about that a little later on this morning.
A lot of time when those ice storms come through.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas really get it bad.
And when was that big one we had, Jad? Several years ago. It just took all the power lines down and everything. I don't remember what year it was. Do you, Jad? Ted? Gosh. 2006, maybe? Yeah, that was a tough one.
Something like that. It was.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
And speaking of Halloween, there was a Halloween ice storm in the early 90s on Halloween night that I had to go out and cover a football game. It took me, it took me an hour to drive from Andover to downtown.
Wow.
It was just
a sheet of ice.
On Kellogg.
Well, I could, we're talking.
But it looks like we're going to have great weather this year for Halloween.
Let me, I'm making a note. I'm going to bring up something about driving on ice maybe in our next break. I get to tell you a quick story about that, okay? But first, cake is not medicine. But it can sure seem that way when the cake lady gets in the mix. 59-year-old Kath Ryan has become a fixture among British military personnel who become injured in battle. From 2009, she has been visiting patients, doling out smiles, hugs, and cakes. All told, she has made some 1,260 visits to British hospitals and handed out an estimated 1 million slices of cake. The cake lady.
The cake lady.
But more than the baked goods, it's her endless supply of good cheer that has endeared her to military patients. I'll bet. That's a cake lady in Great Britain. All right, 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. And we got a big Chiefs game coming up this weekend, right, Ted?
Sure do. The Chiefs will close out the first half of the season at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. Whopping favorites against the winless New York Jets, who come into Kansas City only averaging 12 points a game, last in the league. Chiefs are averaging 31 points a game, which is in the top 5 in the league. So we'll see how things play out. Of course, the Chiefs, big favorites on Sunday. And Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones talks about the Jets.
It's a huge danger. If I'm correct, 2 years ago, we walked into New York Jets, and I think there was 1-8, 1-9, and we ended up losing the game. And you can't take these games for granted. That's a very good football team. Sam Darnold, he doesn't get the credit, but he's a very, very good quarterback. And I think people tend to forget that because of their record. But they have guys out there, and they play really well. They've been in a lot of close games. You can't take those guys for granted. That's a hell of a football team.
Mitch Holthus will have live coverage of the Chiefs and the Jets pregame at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Kickoff at noon Sunday, live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we will speak with Mitch Holthus live, as we always do on Friday mornings, coming up 2 hours from now. In the 8 o'clock sportscast right here on KNSS. College football tomorrow, 16th-ranked Kansas State is on the road at West Virginia. That'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff on Halloween tomorrow morning. K-State is 4-0 atop the Big 12 conference standings right now, but they are a four-point underdog going on the road to West Virginia, which has not lost a home game. K-State has not lost a road game. That'll be 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Also an 11 a.m. kickoff for the Jayhawks. Winless Kansas hosting 22nd-ranked Iowa State. Jayhawks are a 28.5-point underdog at home against the Cyclones. High school football playoffs action last night in the opening round in Class 5A. It was Wichita Heights coming up with a win over Andover, 28-22, as the Heights Falcons move on into the next round of the playoffs. And Mays South was able to win on the road at Hayes, 33-12. Mays South now 5-3 on the season. The high school volleyball state tournaments take place this weekend in Class 5A tomorrow on Halloween. Bishop Carroll and Mays South will both be in action. They both made the Final Four. That'll be in Salina for Class 5A. In Class 4A, that'll be in Hutchinson today. The number one seed is Andale. Number two seed is McPherson. Good luck to the high school volleyball teams that are involved in state tournament action coming up today and tomorrow. And in baseball news, 76-year-old Tony La Russa is getting back into baseball. He hasn't managed for 9 years. He's already in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but now he's going to be back and active again as the new manager of the first team he'd managed in the bigs, the Chicago White Sox, back in the 1980s. So La Russa, at the age of 76, getting back into the managing game. Of course, La Russa does have a Wichita connection. He batted .314 as a member of the Wichita Arrows way back in 1973. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
May I offer a quick comment about something, Ted?
Of course.
You know, I watched some of the KU K-State game, or all of it, last week.
Yeah.
KU's got a freshman quarterback. I don't know the kid's name, but he shows something there. And I tell you, you get him a few games, that guy might be pretty good. Might help the Jayhawks a lot.
Well, yeah.
He showed some natural ability, some passing ability, some running. Yeah, he could be the guy.
The Jayhawks do have some good players on the roster,
yeah,
but they're just not deep enough. There's not enough.
There's just not enough good players.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Right. It's too bad.
Work on that.
It's too bad we don't have any eligibility left, Ted. We could go out for the KU football team.
Well, oh, they don't want me.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. One of my favorite Halloween movies. All right, Ted, 622. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Time to check in on your kids. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.